Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Matt Crooks. He is the manager of the Dallas County Hospital Foundation, and we are talking about an assortment of past and upcoming events with the foundation. So, Matt, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So, first of all, let's talk about some upcoming things. So, you got a bunch of activities that are coming up here relatively quickly.
Yes, we do. In our yearly contributions to the community, we like to have lunch and learns that the foundation sponsors. At the end of this month, we have on August 29th, kind of a recap of 65 years of services that the hospitals offered. This month, we did celebrate our anniversary. So we're going to be talking about skilled care, senior life solutions, care coordination, physical therapy, the loan closet, and also educational opportunities. And then we will continue to have lunch and learns in the month of October, and then also September, maybe November, but then most of the time we take December off, and also January, just for the holidays. And as for fundraisers, we try to do those throughout the course of the year as well. And on September 10th, we'll be having Beach Street Boutique Apparel. They're out of Ogden. They're going to be coming with their customized trailer with apparel on the 10th. All-day event. They pretty much pull up. Everything's kind of in one location, changing rooms, and all the items are right on the trailer, so you can go in there, you pay there. And then also in the month of September, on the 23rd, we're going to have Sheets Galore, who have been to our facility quite a few years now out of Minnesota. They'll be here in an all-day event. Any size of bedding that you could think of, high-quality sheets is what they sell. And those funds that we receive from those two events go towards our scholarships.
Now, as far as the lunch and learns, I want to ask you a little bit more about those. Those are free to attend, correct?
Those are free to attend. Yes, they are. We do have about 25 seats available. We have one up to 30, but it's comfortable when we only have about 25 individuals in those lunch and learns. But it is free for the community. And like I said, we try to incorporate different things each time that we have them. But it's things that would pertain to the community. And, you know, it could be medical related. It could just be an awareness event that we have. Or like this fall, we're also going to be talking about things to think about when preparing for taxes, like what counts as an actual tax deduction and what doesn't. So it's just things that we try to bring awareness to the community through.
All right. And I assume that registration is required for those, though?
Registration is required for our lunch and learns. You can contact me at 515-465-7563. And if I'm not in the office, you can just leave a voicemail with your name and phone number, and I'll sign you up for it. And they usually take less than an hour for our lunch and learns. And this particular one next Thursday will be in the community room.
All right. Now, getting back to the fundraising aspects, in addition to the vendors coming in doing that sort of thing, you also have a wide assortment of events throughout the year that are sort of fun ways of getting the community involved while also raising money, correct?
Correct. So we just kicked off our new year in July. So we actually had our Bullapalooza this summer in the beginning of July, which was a great turnout for that event. And then next month, we'll be hosting our 15th annual golf outing at Beaver Creek on Friday the 13th. It was kind of weird because all of our events happened on the 13th of the month each time this year. So that'll be in October. And then coming up, we have our Halloween event that we host as well. And this year, we'll be doing one here in Perry, but then we'll also be participating in Panora with the clinic for their Halloween event. I believe that's on the 30th in Panora and the 31st here in Perry. And then we'll be doing our basket fundraisers for the holiday season. And then we're going to turn back around in February and try to do another Bullapalooza. Then the March and April timeframe, we have our Live Healthy Iowa 5K that we assist with. And we're a host site for that as well. So it's a pretty busy year now that we're starting off again in July.
Absolutely. So take us through the year that was, how all of your fundraisers went, because you resurrected the Bullapalooza event essentially, and then also how many students you were able to help out with scholarships.
So this past year, we did raise just over $9,000, which was great. A lot of that comes from those fundraisers that we do there at the hospital. It also is a contribution of the gift shop proceeds that we receive, because all of the time given to the gift shop is volunteer hours. So everything that we do receive from the gift shop purchases and our percentage from the fundraisers added up just over $9,000. We did give out 8 scholarships this past year, totaling over $8,200, and then the leftover funds will go into next year's scholarships.
All right. Anything that you learned from this past year's events and fundraising activities that you are going to take into this year's events?
It's always a changing aspect, I guess you can think about when you're trying to do new fundraisers. That's our big thing. So this year, I mean, we're trying the Beach Street Boutique Apparel, which is a self-contained fundraising trailer. And then also we did Scrubs on Wheels, which is another one that's self-contained, and they came and set up. And people seem to enjoy those a little bit more when they have more of a variety. In years past, we have done Scrubs where they just bring them in and put them on the table, and they're a limited supply. But this one had more of a variety, and I'm assuming that the boutique apparel will be the same.
All right. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today is the scholarship itself. So we kind of talked about how much was given this past year. Talk about the purpose of those scholarships and how students can get them.
So our scholarship is for those individuals that are entering into college in a medical field. And when I say medical field, I don't mean just like becoming a doctor or just a nurse, but anything that can touch the healthcare field, we would like those individuals to apply. And also those individuals going into their final year of a medical program, they can reapply for the scholarship. We will have the scholarship available come in January on our website, and then we also send it out to all the colleges around the state so that they can use that for their counselors. And then the high schools that are within the county, all of those counselors will receive it as well. And we usually give out between $750 to $1,000 per student for the scholarships as well. It's a blind scholarship committee, meaning our foundation board members are elected to be on that committee, and they do not know who the individual is. They're just going off of what the individual is providing. That way it's a fair system.
Absolutely. And those are available to students at any of the high schools or who attended any of the high schools in Dallas County.
In Dallas County, correct.
All right. Well, Matt Crooks with Dallas County Hospital Foundation, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
We will also be doing our Senior Expo coming up in October on the 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's an event that the hospital is going to host again. It was a great turnout last year. We did it the first time at the hospital last year, and we'll have a variety of services that are impacting our county, be it with healthcare or other additional services or coordination of services that they can assist people with. And like I said, that'll be on the 17th at the hospital for the majority of the morning.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Matt Crooks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.